Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Happy Friday to everybody. We have the legend himself, Michael Stone, debuting here. Right on the Valeni Show with Rico. Stoney. What's going on, man?
What's up? What's up?
Wow, I get my second show ever with you.
That's right.
We're going to have some fun. We did a pregame show.
Yes, we did. Lions
pregame show. But all the decades of listening to you on the air, I finally get the opportunity to actually do a real show with you. Not that Lions pregame show isn't a real show.
But yes, Monday through Friday.
You know what I mean.
Four hours of putting up with this guy.
So, hey, Stoney, he's here. We got some Lions that we're going to talk about. We got some college football stuff we want to talk about. But first,
yeah,
we want to talk about what happened last night. Detroit Red Wings lose 5-3. I'm going to keep this simple for the people. I'm going to keep it simple for everybody. And Kenny decided to grace us today. Unless he went to the game, I don't know. He may have been the guy that threw the octopus on the
ice. He wasn't here yesterday?
Well, he wasn't here a couple days ago.
Oh,
he was down at the Wings game, but he didn't know that we knew that.
Was not down at the Wings game.
Playing hooky for hockey.
Was this simply, look, the Wings were on a 6-game winning streak.
Yeah.
That they were bound to lose a game. They were playing the Islanders who, they, as Kenny told me, they're kind of what the Wings were last year. They're trying to get into the playoffs, but they're on the other side, and they're...
They made a coaching change.
Right, they're really trying hard.
They're desperate.
Right.
It was a desperate game for them.
The Wings were eventually, they weren't going to win every game.
No.
Was it simply just, and now they have what, Florida coming up?
Yeah. The Panthers are now have the most points in the league.
So, yeah.
But Saturday weekend afternoon games, if I'm not mistaken, I think the last time the Wings had to deal with that, Vancouver had the most points in the league, and the Wings dispatched of them, if my memory's correct. I don't know.
So is it just the Wings lost a game, or?
Yeah.
Or, and I'm going to leave it to the people, and I'm going to leave it to probably the most superstitious fan base in sports. 248-539-9797. Did it have anything to do the new logo on the jersey?
I thought you were going, the Wings are winless on leap day. I have no idea.
Oh, no. The waste management logo on their jersey. No,
the priority waste priority. Management, whatever it was.
Yes.
Yes, it had everything to do with that. And I, first of all, would like to say, I told you all this would happen. Yesterday, the second they put that logo on the jersey, I said, you put garbage on an iconic jersey, you will get garbage output. And that is exactly what happened. I told you, and I told David, who I think is coming around to my side of thinking.
For the hockey elite out there, 248-539-9797, do you really believe, because of the priority waste company, that this is a bad omen for the Wings, and now all of a sudden things are going to change? Or is it simply just hockey and sports, and you're not going to win every game? And you may lose their game coming up this weekend. It has nothing to do with the patch. But Kenny was sold on it yesterday. He took the Islanders on the money line. He's already, the messages he sent us in the group text were just like, see, I told you. I told you. He was Mr. I told you so last night.
Well, you're right about the Wings fan base being very doom and gloom. I've been part of that for a long time when you used to go to there was this thing in this town called playoff hockey, where you'd go into Joe Louis and they'd be playing even during the glory days, where they'd be the favorite.
Whoa, what's that? Yeah, playoff hockey?
Yeah, yeah. And it'd be 1-0, the other team would score a goal, and you could feel the sphincters tightening at Joe Louis Arena. The Wings fans are doom and gloom. Superstitious hockey, or hockey fans and players are superstitious to begin with. But if anybody... And look, I believed in the frozen envelope gave Patrick Ewing to New York. I believe in some conspiracies, not most of them. But if anybody thinks that because they put a patch on their jersey had
right
anything to do
right there
with last night's game,
right there,
Kenny, I think needs a lobotomy.
100%.
I think it doesn't help. It does. It might not hurt, but it certainly does not help.
Well, it's not going to help. It's not going to do anything.
By the way,
it's a freaking patch. It's a patch.
I don't really care about the patch itself, because I actually think the design of it, if you had to put a patch on the jersey, it's not the worst thing in the world.
No, because it's small.
I wish they would have put it on the other side to keep the C and the A on that side.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's my only gripe with it, other than the fact that it may have cost us a hockey game. And Florida's coming into town. They're a very, as you said, Stoney, tons of points this year.
Yes. So now does the fortune change because of this patch, Kenny?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, it doesn't change.
Okay.
I really hope I'm wrong that last night things like that don't happen anymore. Because
now there are times when things do happen in sports, and Detroit sports in particular. I forget what year it was. I think it was, I don't know, one of the years Ausmus was managing the Tigers, where they went on, they were had this great record, and then they put on like pajamas, or they put on some outfit as a team, flew out.
Yeah,
the Zubas. I knew it was something. And boom, they went down the old crapper.
Oh, I remember vividly when they made the World Series and they had so much time off and they went to Ford Field and held the practice with the media. It was like, I think right after the 0-16 team, or the Lions were bad that year. Yeah. And it was like, why would you
pick
want this team anywhere near the fortune of what's going on with the Lions? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, that team just couldn't feel
it. It was either 06 or 12, because they looked, two World Series.
It was a year that they looked like a little league team. Yeah. They couldn't throw the ball to the pitcher.
That was 06, the first time, and then they tried to do something different with the delay the second time, and that didn't work.
Yeah, it was just really bad. So was it just simply the fact that it was the Wings' turn to lose and they have a tough game against Florida? Or do you believe it was, like Kenny, the patch had, they how did you put it, Kenny? You and Costa talked about it upset the hockey gods, or what did you say?
I said it upset the hockey gods, and that you can't put on an iconic jersey like that, you cannot put a garbage logo on it. I think that's absurd. And that's exactly what happened. The hockey gods got upset. Now they're going to start sliding. You watch.
Well, hockey gods do skate in mysterious ways. I will agree with Kenny on that. But I don't think it has to do with this thing.
Yes, it does.
It would be, if they would have lost to, I don't know, the Sharks or the Ducks or a crappy team, yeah, then I'd say, well, maybe, say, you know, coincidence, whatever. The Islanders are a pretty good team who are trying to keep their playoff hopes alive. It was a desperate situation for them. Patrick Waugh being their coach, you know.
No, the Islanders are not on the Wings level, and the Wings lost last night because of the patch. Oh. I did not believe this when what Kenny was saying yesterday. I dismissed it. I said, ha-ha, that's laughable. But immediately we go down 2-0, and I text him 2 trash cans because that's why we were losing. Because the patch on the jersey is causing us to lose. We're going to lose tomorrow. Who knows how many we're going to lose? Take the patch off now.
All right. Start. You know what? Sell at the deadline. A week from tonight, today is the deadline. Sell. Kane, don't re-sign him because Kenny and David think that it's over. So at least get some draft picks now. Just sell the farm. Come on.
248-539-9797. I laughed. I saw Kenny, but Kenny wasn't the only one. Following social media, there was a lot of people angry, a lot of people upset, a lot of people said, why are you tampering with the jersey? It was fine the way it
was.
Well,
that's a different issue.
You don't do anything in the middle of a winning streak, and the second you put it on, they go out and they lose at home.
Is the patch during a winning streak akin to, like, if you're betting, like you bet the Islanders, the coaching change in hockey where you bet on that team who changes coaches the next day? Maybe it was just it.
That's a real thing, too, by the way.
I know.
I feel like, how many coaching changes have we seen this year in the NHL?
In the first game,
at least a half dozen.
The team usually wins.
Always on the upswing again.
Absolutely. And it's been that way for years. I don't know why.
Fire Lalonde. Is that what you're saying? Let's get the win streak going again.
Yeah,
I'm just playing,
sure.
People.
I know.
The fact that they may hit a 2-game losing streak, I think the panic is really going to kick in. Rather than just, you were hot, you went out, you know, beating Colorado, you're going to be playing some games where I think you got Florida and then you got at Colorado afterwards.
Yeah, so they're playing really good teams.
Right.
They could lose 3 in a row.
So. 248-539-9797.
And then I think after Colorado, whether at Arizona, and then
yeah,
it's Vegas.
At Arizona. So,
now if they lose to the Coyotes,
right in that high school gym,
maybe.
What's it going to take for you to believe, Stoney, that this is a real curse? Would it be losing to Arizona, going on that little losing streak?
Yeah, if they go on like a 5 or 6 game losing streak, including losing at Arizona, so where the place will be 90% Wing fans, yeah, then I might say, Kenny, maybe you have something there.
So then at that point, do you have to take it off? Do you have to take the patch off?
You're stuck. I don't think they can.
Do you just give them back the check?
I don't think Chris Ellis is going to do a ceremony in the District of Detroit and start ripping up checks.
Or maybe you just start passing them out in District of Detroit. You just show up in free jerseys. 248-539-9797.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.